Would you categorize yourself as an optimistic person?
Absolutely.
These experiences obviously did not drag you down or put you in bouts with depression or those kind of things, which it could have happened to some people.
Yeah, that's right. I am very optimistic, and I always have hope there's something better. While we're talking about hope and being optimistic, I will say that I worked for St. Joseph's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee before moving. I was working the next floor up the night they shot Martin and brought him into the hospital emergency room. And I have to share that.
Martin Luther King was killed April 4th, 1968.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to share this because it was a very traumatic time and it was a life-changing time for me. Not so much for, as with some people, because the civil rights leader, a great one, Nobel Prize winner, all of that. But because I saw the face of hate, and I can express it now. I'm sure at 20, whatever I was, I couldn't really express it. I was just feeling it. I was crying like everyone else. And there was a doctor there that I respected to the highest. He was one of the greatest surgeons. His patients always did well, and he had no respect to race or color when he was taking care of patients because he expected us as nurses to do the best no matter who it was. He would take us to task. He'd had a bad heart problem, and he had to ride on one of those little scooters to the hospital to see his patients. But I still had great respect for him. And that night when Martin King was in the emergency room, the doctor was on the second floor standing by the window. He looked out the window, and I would think, in my ideas of things, that he would have gone down to share his gift, you know, to see if maybe as a surgeon he could do something to help save this life. What he did instead, though, he said, well, and I quote, "They have made a blankety blank martyr of him. I suppose they are happy now." And he just sat down and started doing his charts. Not the death so much, but that thing brought me to tears because I'm thinking this man is giving his life to saving life and wanting to do good with people. And now he lets hate show its face like this. And I thought about that. I'm going, I can't believe this. So I started crying and I left the floor. And I don't remember when I went back. I don't know if I went back that night. I can't remember. That's how traumatic. It really hurt me. But I made up my mind after that, that and all the things that happened, the violence and all of that that went on that night, my then husband had been thrown down on the streets. He was coming to pick me up, I think, and put down as if he was a criminal before he could even come for me that particular night. But I made up my mind that I had that much Christianity, that hate would not rule my life. And I knew then what it would do to your life. So I made a point from that day forward to walk in love. It's been a journey all these years to walk in love. Being on this side of racism, it's like a child born into a household where he or she is not loved. The rejection comes, you know. And I started to learn about that process and my studies and everything. I started to learn, what is it like to be 10 children in a family and you're the black sheep and nobody loves you and you're rejected? That's what happens to a whole community of people. We're a whole community where we're rejected. Whoever comes into the family is fairly well accepted and helped, but this particular one is always rejected. What are the feelings that come up? When you think about it, all the feelings that you would see in a child, how he or she would act out if they were rejected by a family, that's what you see in the black community. And the only way we can overcome that is to learn how to love like Jesus loved. And I tell people all the time, I say, remember who picked up Jesus' cross to help him. So we need to learn to forgive no matter where. I don't care if you ask me to forgive you or not. I'm going to forgive you because it's for my best interest. I'm that selfish. So that I wanted to share that particular part of my story. And then we go on to Indiana.
So you were in, what was the name of the hospital?
St. Joseph's Hospital, Memphis, Tennessee.
Where they brought Martin Luther King.
That was the closest hospital other than the county hospital.
So everybody, there must have been a lot of talk, and everybody's talking about this, and you heard about it, and he's coming to our hospital, or he's in our hospital?
No, he was down there, and you know, it wasn't that big a hospital. If you're on the second floor where we were, medical surgical unit is just above the emergency room. As a matter of fact, many times I have been called to work in the emergency room when they were short of help.
So you could have been in there when he came in.
But I knew he was down there, and the doctor knew he was down there, and the nurses on the floor. I had some very sympathetic co-workers. There was an older lady who was the charge person for our whole unit. She was a marvelous woman. Mrs. Perry was her name. Wonderful nurse. She had more knowledge in her head than many of us who had just graduated. We respected her to the highest. So they were very sympathetic and caring. There was only one other nurse of color working there at that time. She was not on duty that night.
And so you were the only?
Only one. There were two in the whole hospital. I don't think we even had any nursing assistants that were of color. We may have had one, but I don't think so.
The rest of the nurses, they too were in shock or felt the pain of it all?
Most of us were feeling the pain, you know. This is a human being, and I may not agree with his politics or what he's doing, but he is well known, and he's killed in our city trying to help some men who are treated less than first-class citizens, much worse.
I'm coming back to the doctor. He would often find himself in that room. He'd go down there and perform surgery himself.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was his bailiwick in the hospital. And the fact that he didn't even make a move to go down there.
Being a doctor, he should have been there at least to see.
Right. I got to run down and see what's going on. And he just sat there. So all of that just stunned you.
Yeah, it did. I've run into children yelling dirty names or people saying things every once in a while or mispronouncing the word Negro and stuff like that. But to me, nursing, medicine was a sacred thing. Remember, I had wanted to be in medicine since I was a child. So to me, I thought high ideals when it comes to people in medicine. You have to overcome your personal feelings in order to help people.